the Book of Judges. This book is called Judges because it contains the history of what passed under the government of the judges, who ruled Israel before they had kings. The writer of it, according to the more general opinion, was the prophet Samuel. Judges chapter 1. The expedition and victory of Judah against the Chanaanites, who are tolerated in many places. 1:1. After the death of Joshua, the children of Israel consulted the Lord, saying, Who shall go up before us against the Chanaanite, and shall be the leader of the war? 1:2. And the Lord said, Judah shall go up. Behold, I have delivered the land into his hands. 1:3. And Judah said to Simeon, his brother, Come up with me into my lot, and fight against the Chanaanite, that I also may go along with thee into thy lot. And Simeon went with him. 1:4. And Judah went up, and the Lord delivered the Chanaanite, and the Pharisee into their hands. And they slew of them in Bezek 10,000 men. 1:5. And they found Adonixek in Bezek, and fought against him, and they defeated the Chanaanite, and the Pharisee. 1:6. And Adonixek fled. And they pursued after him and took him, and cut off his fingers and toes. 1:7. And Adonixek said, 70 kings, having their fingers and toes cut off, gathered up the leavings of the meat under my table. As I have done, so hath God requited me. And they brought him to Jerusalem, and he died there. 1:8. And the children of Judah besieging Jerusalem, took it, and put it to the sword, and set the whole city on fire. Jerusalem. This city was divided into two. One part was called Jebus, the other Salem. The one was in the tribe of Judah, the other in the tribe of Benjamin. After it was taken and burnt by the men of Judah, it was quickly rebuilt again by the Jebusites, as we may gather from verse 21, and continued in their possession till it was taken by King David. 1:9. And afterwards they went down and fought against the Chanaanite, who dwelt in the mountains, and in the south, and in the plains. 1:10. And Judah going forward against the Chanaanite, that dwelt in Hebron, the name whereof was in former times Kiriath-arba, slew Sesai, and Ahiman, and Thamite, Hebron. This expedition against Hebron, etc. is the same as is related, Joseph 15.24. It is here repeated, to give the reader at once a short sketch of all the achievements of the tribe of Judah against the Chanaanites. 1:11. And departing from thence, he went to the inhabitants of Debir, the ancient name of which was Kiriath-sepher, that is, the city of letters. The city of letters, perhaps so called from some famous school, or library, kept there. 1:12. And Caleb said, He that shall take Kiriath-sepher, and lay it waste, to him will I give my daughter Aksa to wife. 1:13. And at the Neil, the son of Senez, the younger brother of Caleb, having taken it, he gave him Aksa his daughter to wife. 1:14. And as she was going on her way, her husband admonished her to ask a field of her father. And as she sighed sitting on her ass, Caleb said to her, What aileth thee? 1:15. But she answered, Give me a blessing, for thou hast given me a dry land. Give me also a watery land. So Caleb gave her the upper and the nether watery ground. 1:16. And the children of the Chinat, the kinsmen of Moses, went up from the city of palms, with the children of Judah, into the wilderness of his lot, which is at the south side of Arad, and they dwelt with him. The Chinat. Jethro the father-in-law of Moses was called Sinodius, or the Chinat. And his children who came along with the children of Israel settled themselves among them in the land of Chanan, embracing their worship and religion. From these the Rechabites sprung, of whom Seder, 35.Tibid, the city of palms, Jericho, so called from the abundance of palm trees. 1:17. And Judah went with Simeon, his brother, and they together defeated the Chanaanites that dwelt in Sephaiath, and slew them. And the name of the city was called Hormah, that is, Anathema. 1:18. And Judah took Gaza, with its confines, and Ascalon, and Ekron, with their confines, Gaza, etc. These were three of the principal cities of the Philistines, famous both in sacred and profane history. They were taken at this time by the Israelites. But as they took no care to put garrisons in them, the Philistines soon recovered them. 1:19. And the Lord was with Judah, and he possessed the hill country, but was not able to destroy the inhabitants of the valley, because they had many chariots armed with scythes, was not able, etc. Through a cowardly fear of their chariots armed with hooks and scythes, and for want of confidence in God. 1:20. And they gave Hebron to Caleb, as Moses had said, who destroyed out of it the three sons of Anak. 121. But the sons of Benjamin did not destroy the Jebusites that inhabited Jerusalem, and the Jebusite hath dwelt with the sons of Benjamin in Jerusalem until this present day. 122. The house of Joseph also went up against Bethel, and the Lord was with them. 123. For when they were besieging the city, which before was called Luza. 124. They saw a man coming out of the city, and they said to him, "Shew us the entrance into the city, and we will shew thee mercy." 125. And when he had shewed them, they smote the city with the edge of the sword. But that man, and all his kindred, they let go. 126. Who being sent away, went into the land of Haphtham, and built there a city, and called it Luza, which is so called until this day. 127. Manasseh also did not destroy Bethshan, and Anak, with their villages, nor the inhabitants of Dor, and Jeblum, and Majado, with their villages. And the Chanaanite began to dwell with them. 128. But after Israel was grown strong, he made them tributaries, and would not destroy them. 129. Ephraim also did not slay the Chanaanite that dwelt in Gezer, but dwelt with him. 130. Zabulon destroyed not the inhabitants of Satran and Nalal, but the Chanaanite dwelt among them, and became their tributary. 131. Asur also destroyed not the inhabitants of Akko, and of Sidon, of Ahilab, and of Akazib, and of Helba, and of Aphek, and of Rohab. 132. And he dwelt in the midst of the Chanaanites, the inhabitants of that land, and did not slay them. 133. Naphtali also destroyed not the inhabitants of Bethsaims, and of Bethanith, and he dwelt in the midst of the Chanaanites, the inhabitants of the land, and the Bethsemites and Bethanites were tributaries to him. 134. And the Amorites straitened the children of Dan in the mountain, and gave them not a place to go down to the plain. 135. And he dwelt in the mountain hares, that is, of Bethsherds, Inalan and Selbim, and the hand of the house of Joseph was heavy upon him, and he became tributary to him. He dwelt, that is, the Amorite. 136. And the border of the Amorite was from the ascent of the scorpion, the rock, and the higher places. Judges chapter 2. An angel reproveth Israel. They weep for their sins. After the death of Joshua, they often fall, and repenting are delivered from their afflictions, but still fall worse and worse. 2:1. And an angel of the Lord went up from Galgal to the place of weepers, and said, "I made you go out of Egypt, and have brought you into the land for which I swore to your fathers. And I promised that I would not make void my covenant with you forever." An angel, taking the shape of a man. 2:2. On condition that you should not make a league with the inhabitants of this land, but should throw down their altars, and you would not hear my voice. Why have you done this? 2:3. Wherefore I would not destroy them from before your face, that you may have enemies, and their gods may be your ruin. 2:4. And when the angel of the Lord spoke these words to all the children of Israel, they lifted up their voice, and wept. 2:5. And the name of that place was called, the place of weepers, or of tears. And there they offered sacrifices to the Lord. 2:6. And Joshua sent away the people, and the children of Israel went every one to his own possession to hold it, and Joshua, etc. This is here inserted out of Joseph 24, by way of recapitulation of what had happened before, and by way of an introduction to that which follows. 2:7. And they served the Lord all his days, and the days of the ancients, that lived a long time after him, and who knew all the works of the Lord, which he had done for Israel. 2:8. And Joshua, the son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died, being 110 years old. 2:9. And they buried him in the borders of his possession in Thamnethser, in Mount Ephraim, on the north side of Mount Gaz. 2:10. And all that generation was gathered to their fathers. And there arose others that knew not the Lord in the works which he had done for Israel. 2:11. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they served Baalim. 2:12. And they left the Lord, the God of their fathers, who had brought them out of the land of Egypt. And they followed strange gods, and the gods of the people that dwelt round about them, and they adored them. And they provoked the Lord to anger. They followed strange gods. What is here said of the children of Israel, as to their falling so often into idolatry, is to be understood of a great part of them, but not so universally, as if the true worship of God was ever quite abolished among them. For the succession of the true church and religion was kept up all this time by the priests and Levites, at least in the house of God in Silo. 2:13, forsaking him, and serving Baal in Astaroth. 2:14, and the Lord being angry against Israel, delivered them into the hands of plunderers, who took them and sold them to their enemies, that dwelt round about. Neither could they stand against their enemies. 2:15, but whithersoever they meant to go, the hand of the Lord was upon them, as he had said, and as he had sworn to them, and they were greatly distressed. 2:16, and the Lord raised up judges, to deliver them from the hands of those that oppressed them, but they would not hearken to them. 2:17, committing fornication with strange gods, and adoring them, they quickly forsook the way, in which their fathers had walked, and hearing the commandments of the Lord, they did all things contrary. 2:18, and when the Lord raised them up judges, in their days, he was moved to mercy, and heard the groanings of the afflicted, and delivered them from the slaughter of the oppressors. 2:19, but after the judge was dead, they returned, and did much worse things than their fathers had done, following strange gods, serving them, and adoring them. They left not their own inventions, and the stubborn way, by which they were accustomed to walk. 2:20, and the wrath of the Lord was kindled against Israel, and he said, Behold, this nation hath made void my covenant, which I had made with their fathers, and hath despised to hearken to my voice. 2:21, I also will not destroy the nations which Joshua left when he died. 2:22, that through them I may try Israel, whether they will keep the way of the Lord, and walk in it, as their fathers kept it, or not. 2:23, the Lord therefore left all these nations, and would not quickly destroy them, neither did he deliver them into the hands of Joshua. Judges chapter 3. The people falling into idolatry are oppressed by their enemies, but repenting are delivered by Othniel, Ahad, and Samgar. 3:1. These are the nations which the Lord left, that by them he might instruct Israel, and all that had not known the wars of the Canaanites. 3:2. That afterwards their children might learn to fight with their enemies, and to be trained up to war. 3:3. The five princes of the Philistines, and all the Canaanites, and the Sidonians, and the Hevites that dwelt in Mount Libanus, from Mount Baal Hermon to the entering into Amath. 3:4. And he left them, that he might try Israel by them, whether they would hear the commandments of the Lord, which he had commanded their fathers, by the hand of Moses, or not. 3:5. So the children of Israel dwelt in the midst of the Canaanite, and the Hethite, and the Amorite, and the Pharaite, and the Hevite, and the Jebusite. 3:6. And they took their daughters to wives, and they gave their own daughters to their sons, and they served their gods. 3:7. And they did evil in the sight of the Lord, and they forgot their God, and served Balaam in Astaroth. 3:8. And the Lord being angry with Israel, delivered them into the hands of Chusan-Risathaim, king of Mesopotamia, and they served him 8 years. Mesopotamia, in Hebrew Aram-Naharim, Syria of the two rivers, so called because it lies between the Euphrates and the Tigris. It is absolutely called Syria. Verse 10. 3:9. And they cried to the Lord, who raised them up a savior, and delivered them, to wit, Othniel, the son of Senaz, the younger brother of Caleb. 3:10. And the Spirit of the Lord was in him, and he judged Israel. And he went out to fight, and the Lord delivered Chusan-Risathaim, king of Syria, and he overthrew him. 3:11. And the land rested 40 years, and Othniel, the son of Senaz, died. 3:12. And the children of Israel did evil again in the sight of the Lord, who strengthened against them Eglon, king of Moab, because they did evil in his sight. 3:13. And he joined to him the children of Ammon, and Amalek. And he went and overthrew Israel, and possessed the city of palm trees. 3:14. And the children of Israel served Eglon, king of Moab, 18 years. 3:15. And afterwards they cried to the Lord, who raised them up a savior, called Ahab, the son of Sarah, the son of Jemini, who used the left hand as well as the right. And the children of Israel sent presents to Eglon, king of Moab, by him. 3:16. And he made himself a two-edged sword, with a haft in the midst of the length of the palm of the hand, and was girded therewith, under his garment, on the right thigh. 3:17. And he presented the gifts to Eglon, king of Moab. Now Eglon was exceeding fat. 3:18. And when he had presented the gifts unto him, he followed his companions that came along with him. 3:19. Then returning from Galgal, where the idols were, he said to the king, I have a secret message to thee, O king. And he commanded silence. and all being gone out that were about him. 3:20. Aod went into him. Now he was sitting in a summer parlor alone, and he said, I have a word from God to thee. And he forthwith rose up from his throne. A word from God, etc. What Aod, who was judge and chief magistrate of Israel, did on this occasion, was by a special inspiration of God. But such things are not to be imitated by private men. 3:21. And Aod put forth his left hand, and took the dagger from his right thigh, and thrust it into his belly. 3:22. With such force that the haft went in after the blade into the wound, and was closed up with the abundance of fat, so that he did not draw out the dagger, but left it in the body as he had struck it in. And forthwith, by the secret parts of nature, the excrements of the belly came out. 3:23. And Aod carefully shutting the doors of the parlor, and locking them. 3:24. Went out by a postern door. And the king's servants going in, saw the doors of the parlor shut, and they said, Perhaps he is easing nature in his summer parlor. 3:25. And waiting a long time, till they were ashamed, and seeing that no man opened the door, they took a key. And opening, they found their lord lying dead on the ground. 3:26. But Aod, while they were in confusion, escaped, and passed by the place of the idols from whence he had returned. And he came to Siroth. 3:27. And forthwith he sounded the trumpet in Mount Ephraim. And the children of Israel went down with him, he himself going in the front. 3:28. And he said to them, Follow me. For the Lord hath delivered our enemies, the Moabites, into our hands. And they went down after him, and seized upon the fords of the Jordan, which are in the way to Moab. And they suffered no man to pass over. 3:29. But they slew of the Moabites at that time, about 10,000, all strong and valiant men. None of them could escape. 3:30. And Moab was humbled that day under the hand of Israel. And the land rested 80 years. 3:31. After him was Samgar, the son of Anath, who slew of the Philistines 600 men with a plowshare. And he also defended Israel. Judges chapter 4. Deborah and Barak deliver Israel from Jabin and Sisara, Yahal killeth Sisara. 4:1. And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord after the death of Aod. 4:2. And the Lord delivered them up into the hands of Jabin, king of Chanan, who reigned in Asor. And he had a general of his army named Sisara, and he dwelt in Harosheth of the Gentiles. 4:3. And the children of Israel cried to the Lord, for he had 900 chariots set with scythes, and for 20 years had grievously oppressed them. 4:4. And there was at that time Deborah, the prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, who judged the people. 4:5. And she sat under a palm tree, which was called by her name, between Ramah and Bethel, in Mount Ephraim. And the children of Israel came up to her for all judgment. 4:6. And she sent and called Barak, the son of Abinoam, out of seeds, in Naphtali. And she said to him, The Lord God of Israel hath commanded thee, Go, and lead an army to Mount Abar, and thou shalt take with thee 10,000 fighting men of the children of Naphtali, and of the children of Zebulun. 4:7. And I will bring unto thee in the place of the torrent Sison, Sisara, the general of Jabin's army, and his chariots, and all his multitude, and will deliver them into thy hand. 4:8. And Barak said to her, If thou wilt come with me, I will go. If thou wilt not come with me, I will not go. 4:9. She said to him, I will go, indeed, with thee, but at this time the victory shall not be attributed to thee, because Sisara shall be delivered into the hand of a woman. Deborah therefore arose, and went with Barak to Seeds. 4:10. And he called unto him Zebulun and Naphtali, and went up with 10,000 fighting men, having Deborah in his company. 4:11. Now Haber, the Chinite, had some time before departed from the rest of the Chinites, his brethren, the sons of Hobab, the kinsmen of Moses, and had pitched his tent unto the valley, which is called Senem, and was near Seeds. 4:12. And it was told Sisara, that Barak, the son of Abinoam, was gone up to Mount Abar. 4:13. And he gathered together his 900 chariots armed with scythes, and all his army, from Harosheth of the Gentiles, to the torrent Sison. 4:14. And Deborah said to Barak, Arise, for this is the day wherein the Lord hath delivered Sisara into thy hands. Behold, he is thy leader. And Barak went down from Mount Abar, and 10,000 fighting men with him. 4:15. And the Lord struck a terror into Sisara, and all his chariots, and all his multitude, with the edge of the sword, at the sight of Barak. insomuch that Sisara, leaping down from off his chariot, fled away on foot. 4:16. And Merak pursued after the fleeing chariots, and the army, unto Harasith of the Gentiles, and all the multitude of the enemies was utterly destroyed. 4:17. But Sisara, fleeing, came to the tent of Jehel, the wife of Haber, the Tinite, for there was peace between Dagon, the king of Hazor, and the house of Haber, the Tinite. 4:18. And Jehel went forth to meet Sisara, and said to him, Come in to me, my lord. Come in, fear not. He went into her tent, and being covered by her with a cloak, 4:19, said to her, Give me, I beseech thee, a little water, for I am very thirsty. She opened a bottle of milk, and gave him to drink, and covered him. 4:20. And Sisara said to her, Stand before the door of the tent, and when any shall come and inquire of thee, saying, Is there any man here? Thou shalt say, There is none. 4:21. So Jehel, Haber's wife, took a nail of the tent, and taking also a hammer, and going in softly, and with silence, she put the nail upon the temples of his head, and striking it with the hammer, drove it through his brain fast into the ground. And so passing from deep sleep to death, he fainted away and died. 4:22. And behold, Barak came pursuing after Sisara. And Jehel went out to meet him, and said to him, Come, and I will shew thee the man whom thou seekest. And when he came into her tent, he saw Sisara lying dead, and the nail fastened in his temples. 4:23. So guard that day humble Dagon, the king of Canaan, before the children of Israel. 4:24. Who grew daily stronger, and with a mighty hand overpowered Dagon, king of Canaan, till they quite destroyed him. Judges chapter 5. The Canticle of Deborah and Barak after their victory. 5:1. In the day Deborah and Barak, son of Abinoam, sung, and said, 5:2. O you of Israel, that have willingly offered your lives to danger, bless the Lord. 5:3. Hear, O ye kings, give ear, O ye princes. It is I, that will sing to the Lord, I will sing to the Lord, the God of Israel. 5:4. O Lord, when thou wentest out of Seir, and passedst by the regions of Edom, the earth trembled, and the heavens and clouds dropped water. 5:5. The mountains melted before the face of the Lord, and Sinai before the face of the Lord the God of Israel. 5:6. In the days of Samgar, the son of Anath, in the days of Jehel, the paths rested, and they that went by them, walked through by ways. The paths rested. The ways to the sanctuary of God were unfrequented, and men walked in the byways of error and sin. 5:7. The valiant men ceased, and rested in Israel, until Deborah arose, the mother arose in Israel. 5:8. The Lord chose new wars, and he himself overthrew the gates of the enemies. A shield and spear was not seen among 40,000 of Israel. 5:9. My heart loveth the princes of Israel. O you, that of your own good will offer yourselves to danger, bless the Lord. 5:10. Speak, you that ride upon fair asses, and you that sit in judgment, and walk in the way. 5:11. Where the chariots were dashed together, and the army of the enemies was choked, there let the justices of the Lord be rehearsed, and his clemency towards the brave men of Israel. Then the people of the Lord went down to the gates, and obtained the sovereignty. 5:12. Arise, arise, O Deborah, arise, arise, and utter a canticle. Arise, Barak, and take hold of thy captives, O son of Abinoam. 5:13. The remnants of the people are saved, the Lord hath fought among the valiant ones. 5:14. Out of Ephraim he destroyed them into Amalek, and after him out of Benjamin into thy people, O Amalek. Out of Machir there came down princes, and out of Zebulun they that led the army to fight. Out of Ephraim, etc. The enemy straggling in their flight were destroyed, as they were running through the land of Ephraim, and of Benjamin, which lies after, that is beyond Ephraim, and so on to the very confines of Amalek. Or, it alludes to former victories of the people of God, particularly that which was freshest in memory, when the men of Ephraim and Benjamin, with Aod at their head, overthrew their enemies the Moabites with the Amalekites their allies. See chap. 3. Ibid. Machir. The tribe of Manasseh, whose eldest son was Machir. 5:15. The captains of Issachar were with Deborah, and followed the steps of Barak, who exposed himself to danger, as one going headlong, and into a pit. Reuben being divided against himself, there was found a strife of courageous men. Divided against himself, etc. By this it seems that the valiant men of the tribe of Reuben were divided in their sentiments with relation to this war, which division kept them at home within their own borders, to hear the bleating of their flocks. 5:16. Why dwellest thou between two borders, that thou mayest hear the bleatings of the flocks? Reuben being divided against himself, there was found a strife of courageous men. 5:17. Gilead rested beyond the Jordan, and Dan applied himself to ships. Aser dwelt on the seashore, and abode in the havens. 5:18. But Zabulon and Naphtali offered their lives to death in the region of Merom. 5:19. The kings came and fought, the kings of Chanan fought in Tanakh, by the waters of Megiddo, and yet they took no spoils. 5:20. There was war made against them from heaven. The stars, remaining in their order and courses, fought against Sisara. 5:21. The Tauren of Sizon dragged their carcasses, the Tauren of Kedumim, the Tauren of Sizon. Tread thou, my soul, upon the strong ones. 5:22. The hoofs of the horses were broken whilst the stoutest of the enemies fled amain, and fell headlong down. 5:23. Curse ye the land of Meroz, said the angel of the Lord. Curse the inhabitants thereof, because they came not to the help of the Lord, to help his most valiant men. Meroz. Where this land of Meroz was, which is here laid under a curse, we cannot find. Nor is there mention of it anywhere else in Holy Writ. In the spiritual sense, they are cursed who refuse to assist the people of God in their warfare against their spiritual enemies. 5:24. Blessed among women be Jehel, the wife of Haber the Tinite, and blessed be she in her tent. 5:25. He asked her water, and she gave him milk, and offered him butter in a dish fit for princes. 5:26. She put her left hand to the nail, and her right hand to the workman's hammer, and she struck Sisara, seeking in his head a place for the wound, and strongly piercing through his temples. 5:27. Between her feet he fell. He fainted, and he died. He rolled before her feet, and there he lay lifeless and wretched. 5:28. His mother looked out of the window, and howled. And she spoke from the dining room. Why is his chariot so long in coming back? Why are the feet of his horses so slow? 5:29. One that was wiser than the rest of his wives returned this answer to her mother-in-law. 5:30. Perhaps he is now dividing the spoils, and the fairest of the women is chosen out for him. Garments of divers colors are given to Sisara for his prey, and furniture of different kinds is heaped together to adorn necks. 5:31. So let all thy enemies perish, O Lord. But let them that love thee shine, as the sun shineth in his rising. 5:32. And the land rested for 40 years. Judges chapter 6. The people for their sins are oppressed by the Midianites. Gideon is called to deliver them. 6:1. And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord. And he delivered them into the hand of Midian 7 years. 6:2. And they were grievously oppressed by them. And they made themselves dens and caves in the mountains, and strongholds to resist. 6:3. And when Israel had sown, Midian and Amalek, and the rest of the eastern nations, came up. 6:4. And pitching their tent among them, wasted all things as they were in the blade, even to the entrance of Gaza. And they left nothing at all in Israel for sustenance of life, nor sheep, nor oxen, nor asses. 6:5. For they and all their flocks came with their tents, and like locusts filled all places, an innumerable multitude of men, and of camels, wasting whatsoever they touched. 6:6. And Israel was humbled exceedingly in the sight of Midian. 6:7. And he cried to the Lord, desiring help against the Midianites. 6:8. And he sent unto them a prophet, and he spoke. Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, I made you to come up out of Egypt, and brought you out of the house of bondage. 6:9. And delivered you out of the hands of the Egyptians, and of all the enemies that afflicted you. And I cast them out of your coming in, and gave you their land. 6:10. And I said, I am the Lord your God, fear not the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell, and you would not hear my voice. 6:11. And an angel of the Lord came, and sat under an oak that was in Ephraim, and belonged to Joz, the father of the family of Esri. And when Gideon, his son, was threshing and cleansing wheat by the winepress, to flee from Midian. 6:12. The angel of the Lord appeared to him, and said, The Lord is with thee, O most valiant of men. 6:13. And Gideon said to him, I beseech thee, my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why have these evils fallen upon us? Where are his miracles, which our fathers have told us of, saying, The Lord brought us out of Egypt, but now the Lord hath forsaken us, and delivered us into the hand of Midian. 6:14. And the Lord looked upon him, and said, Go, in this thy strength, and thou shalt deliver Israel out of the hand of Midian. Know that I have sent thee. 6:15. He answered, and said, I beseech thee, my Lord, wherewith shall I deliver Israel? Behold, my family is the meanest in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. The meanest in Manasseh, etc. Mark how the Lord chooseth the humble, who are mean and little in their own eyes, for the greatest enterprises. 6:16. And the Lord said to him, I will be with thee, and thou shalt cut off Midian as one man. 6:17. And he said, If I have found grace before thee, give me a sign that it is thou that speakest to me. 6:18. And depart not hence, till I return to thee, and bring a sacrifice, and offer it to thee. And he answered, I will wait thy coming. 6:19. So Gideon went in, and oiled a kid, and made 11 loaves of a measure of flour. And putting the flesh in a basket, and the broth of the flesh into a pot, he carried all under the oak, and presented to him. 6:20. And the angel of the Lord said to him, Take the flesh and the 11 loaves, and lay them upon that rock, and pour out the broth thereon. And when he had done so, 6:21. The angel of the Lord put forth the tip of the rod, which he held in his hand, and touched the flesh and the 11 loaves. And there arose a fire from the rock, and consumed the flesh and the 11 loaves. And the angel of the Lord vanished out of his sight. 6:22. And Gideon, seeing that it was the angel of the Lord, said, Alas, my Lord God, for I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face. 6:23. And the Lord said to him, Peace be with thee. Fear not, thou shalt not die. 6:24. And Gideon built there an altar to the Lord, and called it the Lord's Peace, until this present day. And when he was yet in Ephraim, which is of the family of Esri. 6:25. That night the Lord said to him, Take a bullock of thy father's, and another bullock of 7 years, and thou shalt destroy the altar of Baal, which is thy father's, and cut down the grove that is about the altar. 6:26. And thou shalt build an altar to the Lord thy God, in the top of this rock, whereupon thou didst lay the sacrifice before. And thou shalt take the second bullock, and shalt offer a holocaust upon a pile of the wood, which thou shalt cut down out of the grove. 6:27. Then Gideon, taking 10 men of his servants, did as the Lord had commanded him. But fearing his father's house, and the men of that city, he would not do it by day, but did all by night. 6:28. And when the men of the town were risen in the morning, they saw the altar of Baal destroyed, and the grove cut down, and the second bullock laid upon the altar, which then was built. 6:29. And they said one to another, Who hath done this? And when they inquired for the author of the fact, it was said, Gideon, the son of Joes, did all this. 6:30. And they said to Joes, Bring out thy son hither, that he may die, because he hath destroyed the altar of Baal, and hath cut down his grove. 6:31. He answered them, Are you the avengers of Baal, that you fight for him? He that is his adversary, let him die before tomorrow light appear. If he be a god, let him revenge himself and him that hath cast down his altar. 6:32. From the day Gideon was called Jerubbaal, because Joes had said, Let Baal revenge himself and him that hath cast down his altar. 6:33. Now all Midian, and Amalek, and the eastern people, were gathered together, and passing over the Jordan, camped in the valley of Jezreel. 6:34. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon Gideon, and he sounded the trumpet, and called together the house of Abiezer, to follow him. 6:35. And he sent messengers into all Manasseh, and they also followed him, and other messengers into Asher and Zabulon, and Naphtali, and they came to meet him. 6:36. And Gideon said to God, If thou wilt save Israel by my hand, as thou hast said. 6:37. I will put this fleece of wool on the floor. If there be dew in the fleece only, and it be dry on all the ground beside, I shall know that by my hand, as thou hast said, thou wilt deliver Israel. 6:38. And it was so. And rising before day, wringing the fleece, he filled a vessel with the dew. 6:39. And he said again to God, Let not thy wrath be kindled against me, if I try once more, seeking a sign in the fleece. I pray that the fleece only may be dry, and all the ground wet with dew. 6:40. And God did that night as he had requested. and it was dry on the fleece only, and there was dew on all the ground. Judges chapter 7. Gideon, with 300 men, by stratagem defeated the Madianites. 7-1. Then Jerubbaal, who is the same as Gideon, rising up early, and all the people with him, came to the fountain that is called Harod. Now the camp of Madian was in the valley, on the north side of the high hill. 7:2. And the Lord said to Gideon, the people that are with thee are many, and Madian shall not be delivered into their hands. Lest Israel should glory against me, and say, I was delivered by my own strength. Lest Israel, etc. By this we see that God will not choose for his instruments in great achievements, which depend purely on his grace, such as, through pride and self-conceit, will take the glory to themselves. 7:3. Speak to the people, and proclaim in the hearing of all. Whosoever is fearful and timorous, let him return. So 22,000 men went away from Mount Gilead and returned home, and only 10,000 remained. 7:4. And the Lord said to Gideon, the people are still too many, bring them to the waters, and there I will try them. And of whom I shall say to thee, this shall go with thee, let him go. Whom I shall forbid to go, let him return. 7:5. And when the people were come down to the waters, the Lord said to Gideon, they that shall lap the water with their tongues, as dogs are wont to lap, thou shalt set apart by themselves. But they that shall drink bowing down their knees, shall be on the other side. 7:6. And the number of them that had lapped water, casting it with the hand to their mouth, was 300 men. And all the rest of the multitude had drunk kneeling. 7:7. And the Lord said to Gideon, by the 300 men that lapped water, I will save you, and deliver Madian into thy hand. But let all the rest of the people return to their place that lapped water. These were preferred that took the water up in their hands, and so lapped it, before them who laid themselves quite down to the waters to drink, which argued a more eager and sensual disposition. 7:8. So taking victuals and trumpets according to their number, he ordered all the rest of the multitude to depart to their tents, and he with the 300 gave himself to the battle. Now the camp of Madian was beneath him in the valley. 7:9. The same night the Lord said to him, arise, and go down into the camp, because I have delivered them into thy hand. 7:10. But if thou be afraid to go alone, let Pharaoh, thy servant, go down with thee. 7:11. And when thou shalt hear what they are saying, then shall thy hand be strengthened, and thou shalt go down more secure to the enemy's camp. And he went down with Pharaoh his servant, into part of the camp, where was the watch of men in arms. 7:12. But Madian and Amalek, and all the eastern people, lay scattered in the valley, as a multitude of locusts. Their camels also were innumerable, as the sand that lieth on the seashore. 7:13. And when Gideon was come, one told his neighbor a dream, and in this manner related what he had seen. I dreamt a dream, and it seemed to me as if a hearthquake of barley bread rolled and came down into the camp of Madian. And when it was come to a tent, it struck it, and beat it down flat to the ground. A dream. Observation of dreams is commonly superstitious, and as such is condemned in the Word of God. But in some extraordinary cases, as we here see, God is pleased by dreams to foretell what he is about to do. 7:14. He to whom he spoke, answered, this is nothing else but the sword of Gideon, the son of Joes, a man of Israel. For the Lord hath delivered Madian, and all their camp into his hand. 7:15. And when Gideon had heard the dream, and the interpretation thereof, he adored, and returned to the camp of Israel, and said, arise, for the Lord hath delivered the camp of Madian into our hands. 7:16. And he divided the 300 men into three parts, and gave them trumpets in their hands, and empty pitchers, and lamps within the pitchers. 7:17. And he said to them, what you shall see me do, do you the same. I will go into one part of the camp, and do you as I shall do. 7:18. When the trumpet shall sound in my hand, do you also blow the trumpets on every side of the camp, and shout together to the Lord and to Gideon. 7:19. And Gideon, and the 300 men that were with him, went into part of the camp, at the beginning of the midnight watch, and the watchmen being alarmed, they began to sound their trumpets, and to clap the pitchers one against another, their trumpets, etc. In a mystical sense, the preachers of the gospel, in order to spiritual conquests, must not only sound with the trumpet of the word of God, but must also break their earthen pitchers, by the mortification of the flesh and its passions, and carry lamps in their hands by the light of their virtues. 7:20. And when they sounded their trumpets in three places round about the camp, and had broken their pitchers, they held their lamps in their left hands, and with their right hands the trumpets which they blew, and they cried out, "The sword of the Lord and of Gideon." 7:21. Standing every man in his place round about the enemy's camp. So all the camp was troubled, and crying out and howling, they fled away. 7:22. And the 300 men nevertheless persisted sounding the trumpets. And the Lord sent the sword into all the camp, and they killed one another. 7:23. Fleeing as far as Bethsaida, and the border of Abel-Mahila, in Tekbath. But the men of Israel, shouting from Naphtali, and Aser, and from all Manasses, pursued after Midian. 7:24. And Gideon sent messengers into all Mount Ephraim, saying, "Come down to meet Midian, and take the waters before them to Bethbara in the Jordan." And all Ephraim shouted, and took the waters before them in the Jordan as far as Bethbara. 7:25. And having taken two men of Midian, Oreb and Zeb, Oreb they slew in the rock of Oreb, and Zeb in the winepress of Zeb. And they pursued Midian, carrying the heads of Oreb and Zeb to Gideon, beyond the waters of the Jordan. Two men, that is, two of their chiefs. Judges chapter 8. Gideon appeaseth the Ephraimites, taketh Zebi and Salmanna, destroyeth Succoth and Phanuel, refuseth to be king, maketh an ephod of the gold of the prey, and dieth in a good old age. The people return to idolatry. 8:1. And the men of Ephraim said to him, "What is this that thou meanest to do, that thou wouldst not call us, when thou wentest to fight against Midian?" And they chid him sharply, and almost offered violence. 8:2. And he answered them, "What could I have done like to that which you have done? Is not one bunch of grapes of Ephraim better than the vintages of Ibezer? What could I," etc. A meek and humble answer appeased them, who otherwise might have come to extremities. So great is the power of humility both with God and man. 8:3. The Lord hath delivered into your hands the princes of Midian, Oreb and Zeb. What could I have done like to what you have done? And when he had said this, their spirit was appeased, with which they swelled against him. 8:4. And when Gideon was come to the Jordan, he passed over it with the 300 men that were with him, who were so weary that they could not pursue after them that fled. 8:5. And he said to the men of Succoth, "Give, I beseech you, bread to the people that is with me, for they are faint, that we may pursue Zebi and Salmanna, the kings of Midian." 8:6. The princes of Succoth answered, "Peradventure the palms of the hands of Zebi and Salmanna are in thy hand, and therefore thou demandest that we should give bread to thy army." 8:7. And he said to them, "When the Lord therefore shall have delivered Zebi and Salmanna into my hands, I will thresh your flesh with the thorns and briars of the desert." 8:8. And going up from thence, he came to Phanuel, and he spoke the like things to the men of that place. And they also answered him, as the men of Succoth had answered. 8:9. He said, "Therefore, to them also, when I shall return a conqueror in peace, I will destroy this tower." 8:10. But Zebi and Salmanna were resting with all their army. For 15,000 men were left of all the troops of the eastern people, and 120,000 warriors that drew the sword were slain. 8:11. And Gideon went up by the way of them that dwelt in tents, down the east of Nob and Jegbag, and smote the camp by the enemies, who were secure, and suspected no hurt. 8:12. And Zebi and Salmanna fled, and Gideon pursued and took them, all their host being put in confusion. 8:13. And returning from the battle before the sun rising. 8:14. He took a boy of the men of Succoth, and he asked him the names of the princes and ancients of Succoth, and he described unto him 77 men. 8:15. And he came to Succoth, and said to them, "Behold Zebi and Salmanna, concerning whom you upbraided me, saying, 'Peradventure the hands of Zebi and Salmanna are in thy hands, and therefore thou demandest that we should give bread to the men that are weary and faint.'" 8:16. So he took the ancients of the city, and thorns and briars of the desert, and tore them with the same, and cut in pieces the men of Succoth. 8:17. And he demolished the tower of Phanuel, and slew the men of the city. 8:18. And he said to Zebi and Salmanna, "What manner of men were they, whom you slew in Abir?" They answered, "They were like thee, and one of them of the son of a king." 8:19. He answered them, "They were my brethren, the sons of my mother. As the Lord liveth, if you had saved them, I would not kill you." 8:20. And he said to Jether, his eldest son, Arise, and slay them. But he drew not his sword, for he was afraid, being but yet a boy. 8:21. And Zibiah and Salmanah said, Do thou rise and run upon us, because the strength of a man is according to his age. Gideon rose up, and slew Zibiah and Salmanah, and he took the ornaments and bosses, with which the necks of the camels of kings are wont to be adorned. 8:22. And all the men of Israel said to Gideon, Rule thou over us, and thy son's son, because thou hast delivered us from the hand of Midian. 8:23. And he said to them, I will not rule over you, neither shall my son rule over you, but the Lord shall rule over you. 8:24. And he said to them, I desire one request of you. Give me the earlets of your spoils. For the Ishmaelites were accustomed to wear golden earlets. 8:25. They answered, We will give them most willingly. And spreading a mantle on the ground, they cast upon it the earlets of the spoils. 8:26. And the weight of the earlets that he requested was 1,700 sickles of gold, besides the ornaments, and jewels, and purple raiment, which the kings of Midian were wont to use, and besides the golden chains that were about the camels' necks. 8:27. And Gideon made an ephod thereof, and put it in his city Ephrah. And all Israel committed fornication with it, and it became a ruin to Gideon, and to all his house. An ephod, a priestly garment which Gideon made with a good design. But the Israelites, after his death, abused it by making it an instrument of their idolatrous worship. 8:28. But Midian was humbled before the children of Israel, neither could they any more lift up their heads. But the land rested for 40 years, while Gideon presided. 8:29. So Jerubbaal, the son of Joash, went and dwelt in his own house. 8:30. And he had 70 sons, who came out of his thigh, for he had many wives. 8:31. And his concubine, that he had in Shechem, bore him a son, whose name was Abimelech. His concubine, she was his servant, but not his harlow, and is called his concubine, as wives of an inferior degree are commonly called in the Old Testament, though otherwise lawfully married. 8:32. And Gideon, the son of Joash, died in a good old age, and was buried in the sepulchre of his father, in Ephrah, of the family of Esri. 8:33. But after Gideon was dead, the children of Israel turned again, and committed fornication with Balaam, and they made a covenant with Baal, that he should be their god. 8:34. And they remembered not the Lord their God, who delivered them out of the hands of all their enemies round about. 8:35. Neither did they shew mercy to the house of Jerubbaal Gideon, according to all the good things he had done to Israel. Judges chapter 9. Abimelech killeth his brethren. Joatham's parable. Gaal conspireth with the Shechemites against Abimelech, but is overcome. Abimelech destroyeth Shechem, but is killed at Thebes. 9:1. And Abimelech, the son of Jerubbaal, went to Shechem, to his mother's brethren, and spoke to them, and to all the kindred of his mother's father, saying, 9:2. Speak to all the men of Shechem, whether it is better for you that 70 men, all the sons of Jerubbaal, should rule over you, or that one man should rule over you. And withal, consider that I am your bone, and your flesh. 9:3. And his mother's brethren spoke of him to all the men of Shechem, all these words, and they inclined their hearts after Abimelech, saying, He is our brother. 9:4. And they gave him 70 weight of silver out of the temple of Baalberith, wherewith he hired to himself men that were needy, and vagabonds, and they followed him. Baalberith, that is, Baal of the covenant, so called from the covenant they had made with Baal, chap. 8:33. 9:5. And he came to his father's house in Ephrah, and slew his brethren, the sons of Jerubbaal, 70 men, upon one stone. And there remained only Joatham, the youngest son of Jerubbaal, who was hidden. 9:6. And all the men of Shechem were gathered together, and all the families of the city of Melo. And they went and made Abimelech king, by the oak that stood in Shechem. 9:7. This being told to Joatham, he went, and stood on the top of Mount Gerizim. And lifting up his voice, he cried, and said, Hear me, ye men of Shechem, so may God hear you. 9:8. The trees went to anoint a king over them. And they said to the olive tree, Reign thou over us. 9:9. And it answered, Can I leave my fatness, which both gods and men make use of, to come to be promoted among the trees? Both gods and men make use of. The olive tree is introduced, speaking in this manner, because oil was used both in the worship of the true God, and in that of the false gods, whom the Sychemites served. 9:10. And the tree said to the fig tree, Come thou and reign over us. 9:11. And it answered them, Can I leave my sweetness, and my delicious fruits, and go to be promoted among the other trees? 9:12. And the tree said to the vine, Come thou and reign over us. 9:13. And it answered them, Can I forsake my wine, that cheereth God and men, and be promoted among the other trees? Cheereth God and men. Wine is here represented as agreeable to God, because he had appointed it to be offered up with his sacrifices. But we are not obliged to take these words, spoken by the trees, in Joatham's parable, according to the strict literal sense, but only in the sense accommodated to the design of the parable expressed in the conclusion of it. 9:14. And all the trees said to the bramble, Come thou and reign over us. 9:15. And it answered them, If, indeed, you mean to make me king, come ye, and rest under my shadow. But if you mean it not, let fire come out from the bramble, and devour the cedars of Libanus. 9:16. Now, therefore, if you have done well, and without sin, in appointing Abimelech king over you, and have dealt well with Jeroboam, and with his house, and have made a suitable return for the benefits of him who fought for you. 9:17. And exposed his life to dangers, to deliver you from the hand of Midian. 9:18. And you are now risen up against my father's house, and have killed his sons, 70 men, upon one stone, and have made Abimelech, the son of his handmaid, king over the inhabitants of Sychem, because he is your brother. 9:19. If therefore you have dealt well, and without fault, with Jeroboam and his house, rejoice ye, this day, in Abimelech, and may he rejoice in you. 9:20. But if unjustly, let fire come out from him, and consume the inhabitants of Sychem, and the town of Melo. And let fire come out from the men of Sychem and from the town of Melo, and devour Abimelech. 9:21. And when he had said thus, he fled, and went into Bera, and dwelt there for fear of Abimelech, his brother. 9:22. So Abimelech reigned over Israel 3 years. 9:23. And the Lord sent a very evil spirit between Abimelech and the inhabitants of Sychem, who began to detest him. 9:24. And to lay the crime of the murder of the 70 sons of Jeroboam, and the shedding of their blood, upon Abimelech, their brother, and upon the rest of the princes of the Sychemites, who aided him. 9:25. And they set an ambush against him on the top of the mountains, and while they waited for his coming, they committed robberies, taking spoils of all that passed by. And it was told Abimelech. 9:26. And Gaal, the son of Od, came with his brethren, and went over to Sychem. And the inhabitants of Sychem, taking courage at his coming, 9:27, went out into the fields, wasting the vineyards, and treading down the grapes. And singing and dancing, they went into the temple of their God, and in their banquets and cups they cursed Abimelech. 9:28, and Gaal, the son of Od, cried, Who is Abimelech, and what is Sychem, that we should serve him? Is he not the son of Jeroboam, and hath made Zebul, his servant, ruler over the men of Anar, the father of Sychem? Why then shall we serve him? 9:29. Would to God that some man would put this people under my hand, that I might remove Abimelech out of the way. And it was said to Abimelech, Gather together the multitude of an army, and come. 9:30. For Zebul, the ruler of the city, hearing the words of Gaal, the son of Od, was very angry. 9:31. And sent messengers privately to Abimelech, saying, Behold, Gaal, the son of Od, is come into Sychem with his brethren, and endeavoureth to set the city against thee. 9:32. Arise, therefore, in the night, with the people that is with thee, and lie hid in the field. 9:33. And betimes in the morning, at sun rising, set upon the city, and when he shall come out against thee, with his people, do to him what thou shalt be able. 9:34. Abimelech, therefore, arose with all his army, by night, and laid ambushes near Sychem in 4 places. 9:35. And Gaal, the son of Od, went out, and stood in the entrance of the gate of the city. And Abimelech rose up, and all his army with him, from the places of the ambushes. 9:36. And when Gaal saw the people, he said to Zebul, Behold, a multitude cometh down from the mountains. And he answered him, Thou seest the shadows of the mountains as if they were the heads of men, and this is thy mistake. 9:37. Again Gaal said, Behold, there cometh people down from the midst of the land, And one troop cometh by the way that looketh towards the oak. 9:38. And Zebul said to him, Where is now thy mouth, wherewith thou saidst, Who is Abimelech, that we should serve him? Is not this the people which thou didst despise? Go out, and fight against him. 9:39. So Gaal went out, in the sight of the people of Sichem, and fought against Abimelech. 9:40. Who chased and put him to flight, and drove him to the city. And many were slain of his people, even to the gate of the city. 9:41. And Abimelech sat down in Rumah. But Zebul drove Gaal, and his companions, out of the city, and would not suffer them to abide in it. 9:42. So the day following the people went out into the field, and it was told to Abimelech. 9:43. And he took his army, and divided it into three companies, and laid ambushes in the fields. And seeing that the people came out of the city, he arose, and set upon them. 9:44. With his own company, assaulting and besieging the city, whilst the two other companies chased the enemies that were scattered about the field. 9:45. And Abimelech assaulted the city all that day, and took it, and killed the inhabitants thereof, and demolished it, so that he sowed salt in it, sowed salt, to make the ground barren, and fit for nothing. 9:46. And when they who dwelt in the tower of Sichem had heard this, they went into the temple of their god Bareth, where they had made a covenant with him, and from thence the place had taken its name, and it was exceeding strong. 9:47. Abimelech also hearing that the men of the tower of Sichem were gathered together. 9:48. Went up into Mount Zemen, he and all his people with him. And taking an axe, he cut down the bough of a tree, and laying it on his shoulder, and carrying it, he said to his companions, What you see me do ye out of hand. 9:49. So they cut down boughs from the trees, every man as fast as he could, and followed their leader. And surrounding the fort, they set it on fire. And so it came to pass, that with the smoke and with the fire 1,000 persons were killed, men and women together, of the inhabitants of the town of Sichem. 9:50. Then Abimelech, departing from thence, came to the town of Thebes, which he surrounded and besieged with his army. 9:51. And there was in the midst of the city a high tower, to which both the men and the women were fled together, and all the princes of the city, and having shut and strongly barred the gate, they stood upon the battlements of the tower to defend themselves. 9:52. And Abimelech, coming near the tower, fought stoutly, and, approaching to the gate, endeavored to set fire to it. 9:53. And behold, a certain woman casting a piece of a millstone from above, dashed it against the head of Abimelech, and broke his skull. 9:54. And he called hastily to his armor bearer, and said to him, Draw thy sword, and kill me, lest it should be said that I was slain by a woman. He did as he was commanded, and slew him. 9:55. And when he was dead, all the men of Israel that were with him returned to their homes. 9:56. And God repaid the evil that Abimelech had done against his father, killing his 70 brethren. 9:57. The Sichemites also were rewarded for what they had done, and the curse of Jotham, the son of Jerubbaal, came upon them. Judges chapter 10. Thola rule of Israel 23 years. And Jer 22. The people fall again into idolatry, and are afflicted again by the Philistines and Ammonites. They cry to God for help, who upon their repentance hath compassion on them. 10:1. After Abimelech, there arose a ruler in Israel, Thola, son of Phuda, the uncle of Abimelech, a man of Issachar, who dwelt in Samir of Mount Ephraim, uncle of Abimelech, i.e., half-brother to Gideon, as being born of the same mother, but by a different father, and of a different tribe. 10:2. And he judged Israel 23 years, and he died, and was buried in Samir. 10:3. To him succeeded Jair, the Gileadite, who judged Israel 22 years. 10:4. Having 30 sons, that rode on 30 ass colts, and were princes of 30 cities, which from his name were called Havoth-Jair, that is, the towns of Jair, until this present day, in the land of Gilead. Havoth-Jair. This name was now confirmed to these towns, which they had formerly received from another Jair. Number 32.41. 10:5. And Jair died, and was buried in the place which is called Cumin. 10:6. But the children of Israel, adding new sins to their old ones, did evil in the sight of the Lord, and served idols, Baalim and Ashtaroth, and the gods of Syria, and of Sidon, and of Moab, and of the children of Ammon, and of the Philistines. And they left the Lord, and did not serve him. 10:7. And the Lord, being angry with them, delivered them into the hands of the Philistines, and of the children of Ammon. 10:8. And they were afflicted, and grievously oppressed for 18 years, all they that dwelt beyond the Jordan in the land of the Amorite, who is in Gilead. 10:9. Insomuch that the children of Ammon, passing over the Jordan, wasted Judah, and Benjamin, and Ephraim. And Israel was distressed exceedingly. 10:10. And they cried to the Lord, and said, We have sinned against thee, because we have forsaken the Lord our God, and have served Baalim. 10:11. And the Lord said to them, Did not the Egyptians, and the Amorites, and the children of Ammon, and the Philistines, 10:12, the Sidonians also, and Amalek, and Shannon, oppress you, and you cried to me, and I delivered you out of their hand? 10:13. And yet you have forsaken me, and have worshipped strange gods. Therefore I will deliver you no more. 10:14. Go, and call upon the gods which you have chosen. Let them deliver you in the time of distress. 10:15. And the children of Israel said to the Lord, We have sinned, do thou unto us whatsoever pleaseth thee. Only deliver us this time. 10:16. And saying these things, they cast away out of their coasts all the idols of strange gods, and served the Lord their God, and he was touched with their miseries. 10:17. And the children of Ammon shouting together, pitched their tents in Gilead, against whom the children of Israel assembled themselves together, and camped in Mespah. 10:18. And the princes of Gilead said one to another, Whosoever of us shall first begin to fight against the children of Ammon, he shall be the leader of the people of Gilead.